So You Think You Can Dance Fior, Week 6, Top 12. Created by Seer and Opalsong. Part 6 of the So You Think You Can Dance Fior series. Let's jump right in, folks. It's another review of So You Think You Can Dance Fior. Compared to last week, this episode was relatively drama-free. The key word being relatively. I would consider the eliminations to be a minor upset. At least, I'm upset about it. You may also notice something different about me this week. Well, I'm home from Disney World, but I brought back a cold with me. But So You Think You Can Dance doesn't stop just because I'm sick, so neither will I. The aftershocks of last week are still being felt, and I, for one, am still desperately searching for any crumbs of information about what happened and why Laxus was kicked off the show. So I did some digging, and let me tell you, choosing the tweet of the week was really hard. I almost went for the one where Mira Jane commented on being Laxus's partner, and she basically said that dancing with him was a piece of cake, followed by the most passive-aggressive smiley face emojis I have ever seen. It was a riot. But instead, I'm going with a tweet from Elfman.
Nobody treats my sister like she's lazy. Real men know what's up.
What is going on? He can't mean Mira Jane. Not after that powerhouse routine last week. Could Elfman be referring to Lisanna? Then I remembered that Lisanna did a lot of partnering and lifts with Travis in the group routine last week. That would have been Laxus in rehearsals. Did he get on Lisanna's case because she needs to stretch and warm up more? What a dick! I mean, I don't know if that's what happened, but if it is... What a dick! Okay, let's get on to the dances. More on Laxus's dickery as news unfolds. Top 12 dance. Disco. Perfect Area. Choreographed by Doriana Sanchez. That's one way to start a show. Group dance disco is pretty rare, and I can see why. That dance looked exhausting. It was fun, no denying that. The exuberant choreography was matched with bright costumes and some great lights and stage design. This dance was created to make the viewer smile, and I can say from personal experience that it worked. As the group gets smaller, the energy of these group dances is starting to really gel, and I like it. Mira Jane and Beekslow. Contemporary. Mad World. Choreographed by Bonnie Story. Wow, this pairing did not turn out the way I expected. The story of the piece was a woman fights against her inner demons, with Mira Jane playing the woman and Beekslow as the demons. Beekslow usually excels at creepy roles like this one. But in this dance, it looked like the demons weren't so much fighting as fleeing for their lives. But I suppose I can't fault Beekslow too much. Now that Mira Jane has shown us her true colors, I wouldn't want to pick a fight with her either. In the About the Dancer segment, each dancer was asked what they would do with the prize money if they win the competition. Beekslow, unsurprisingly, wants to spend the money on his puppet collection. Whatever, Beekslow, you do you. Mira Jane said she wants to spend some of the money on funding dance scholarships and the rest on more physiotherapy for Lisanna. Aww. Lucy and Natsu. Broadway. To Dance Again. Choreographed by Warren Carlyle.
I take my foot.
Is it weird that Natsu makes a really great Lord of Evil? Natsu was always so much fun to watch, but he looked extra gleeful in this wacky Broadway number. The partnership between Natsu and Lucy remains top-notch. I admit, I was prepared to roll my eyes when Lucy was asked what she would do with the prize money. Isn't Lucy already loaded? What does she need the prize money for anyway? But then Lucy pulls out a notebook and flashes it at the camera. Apparently she's got debts. Okay, Lucy, I'm intrigued. What's your story? Natsu, gotta love him, said he would spend the entire sum on fish for his friend Happy. This happy person must really like fish. Erza and Freed. Jazz. Cherry Lips. Go, Baby, Go. Choreographed by Wade Robson. I should have guessed that Erza would spend the prize money on more clothes. Remember when Erza showed us her closet? Do you think she ever gets lost in there and can't find her way out? No, not Erza. She is way too competent for that. Freed, on the other hand? Sure, you're planning on signing up for more training at the Markarov Dance Company. Not like you're already technically perfect. There's no way you only want to train there because that's where Laxus dances. Right. I have to say that Freed was looking a little limp. Is someone still sad because Laxus is gone? This might not have been Freed's best week, but Erza was clearly having fun. Of course she was. Erza can't give any less than 100%, remember? So when Erza has fun, it's all caps fun. Kana and Elfman. Hula, Hawaiian Roller Coaster Ride. Choreographed by Kathleen Kilohana Woodward. Ugh. This may have been a miscalculation. Every once in a while, So You Think You Can Dance tries a new style, and sometimes it works and sometimes it doesn't. I can't decide if this dance was a dismal failure or if I just really don't like that song. On the plus side, Kana can really pull off a grass skirt. We got another hint at Kana's mysterious past when she was asked to share what she would do if she won. Kana kept her answer pretty vague, but she did mention that there's someone she wants to meet. Like Mira Jane, Elfman said he'd use the money to fund scholarship programs. He mentioned how much he and his sisters relied on those programs growing up. Juvia and Gray. Hip Hop. Snakes on a Plane. Choreographed by Farside and Phoenix. This dance was some top-notch Farside and Phoenix choreography. For a ballet dancer, Gray can really get down. Juvia is really comfortable in this style too. This pair has always excelled at partnerships and, let's not beat around the bush, sexual chemistry. That being said, I really like that this routine didn't rely on the ladder. But then, I get tired very quickly of sexy dances. I'm not completely heartless though. I thought it was really adorable that Juvia, even if she wins or loses, just wants to keep dancing with Gray. Gray, on the other hand, is definitely gunning for first place. He said that if he wins, he's giving all the money to help his teacher Ul and her dance school. What a good student! Now, back to the routine. What I really loved about this piece is how it highlighted the great partnership between Juvia and Gray. I give it 5 stars. Maybe snakes? 5 snakes! Levy and Gajeel. Disco. I'ma Stop Loving Drugs. Choreographed by Doriana Sanchez. Two discos in one day? Disco bookends! Aw, look at Levy and Gajeel getting the coveted last slot. It's well known that the last dance of the night is always the best. And this routine was no exception. I can't believe how far this pair has come in just a few weeks. They used to be an absolute train wreck. Now they're a well-oiled machine. The fruits of last week's amazing trust dance are on full display here. I can't deny it anymore. I like these two. Sign me up for Team Levy plus Gajeel. No question, they are very different dancers. When asked, Levy knew exactly what she would do with the prize money if she won. Pay for school. Levy has her sights set on not just a master's degree, but a full doctorate. Compare that with Gajeel, who looked blankly like he had never even considered the future after the show. I find that very interesting, considering how strongly and unapologetically he was talking about winning on Twitter after the almost dropping Levy fiasco. I'll be the first to say that Gajeel has matured a lot in the past few weeks, but it looks like he's still got a ways to go. Eliminations and closing thoughts. I am really pissed that Levy was eliminated. She had 2 amazing weeks in a row. This stinks of producer manipulation. What, she didn't fit into some ideal top 10? Give me a break. Beekslow going home makes more sense at least. But I'm giving you the stink eye show. Big time. See my stink eye and feel shame. Hard to believe it, but with this episode, we are officially over half done the season. Starting next week, all partnerships are dissolved. No more Lucy and Natsu. No! Instead, dancers will be paired with each other randomly. On the plus side, we get to see solos next week. Plus, there's a mystery guest dancer coming. We may be entering the back half, but I have a feeling this season still has a few surprises left in store. Till next time! If you enjoyed this story, please leave feedback for both myself and for Seer. You can find this story at archiveofourown.org/users/opalsong. Thanks for listening!